So all the work that Solomon had performed for the house of the Lord was completed. Then Solomon brought in the items his father David had dedicated, the silver, the gold, and all the furnishings. And he placed them in the treasuries of the house of God. At that time Solomon assembled in Jerusalem the elders of Israel, all the tribal heads and family leaders of the Israelites, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Zion, the city of David. So all the men of Israel came together to the king at the feast in the seventh month. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the Levites took up the ark, and they brought up the ark and the tent of meeting with all its sacred furnishings. The Levitical priests carried them up. There before the ark, King Solomon and the whole congregation of Israel, who had assembled with him, sacrificed so many sheep and oxen that they could not be counted or numbered. Then the priest brought the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place in the inner sanctuary of the temple, the most holy place, beneath the wings of the cherubim. For the cherubim spread their wings over the place of the ark and overshadowed the ark and its poles. The poles of the ark extended far enough that their ends were visible from in front of the inner sanctuary, but not from outside the holy place. They are there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tablets that Moses had placed in it at Horeb, where the Lord had made a covenant with the Israelites after they had come out of Egypt. Now all the priests who were present had consecrated themselves regardless of their divisions. And when the priest came out of the holy place, all the Levitical singers,
Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun,
and their sons and relatives,
stood on the east side of the altar,
dressed in fine linen and playing cymbals, harps and lyres, accompanied by
ones for me, priests sounding trumpets.
The trumpeters and singers joined together to praise and thank the Lord with one voice. They lifted up their voices,
accompanied by trumpets,
in praise to the Lord,
for he is good.
His loving devotion
endures forever.
And the temple, the of the Lord, was filled with a cloud, so that the priest could not stand there to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord.